Democrats turned out in record numbers for last night's caucus and supported presidential candidate Bernie Sanders by a margin of nearly 3-1 over Hillary Clinton. KUER's Andreas Martin reports that many were participating for the first time.
There were two long lines to get into the Democratic caucus at Mountain View Elementary School in Rose Park. Many people waited outside for more than an hour and a half to vote for the presidential nominee. Garen Hunt said he was there to support Bernie Sanders.
I believe he's absolutely genuine. Pretty sure most of these people are here for him. He's brought on a revolution.
Many people said they had never been to caucus before. Even caucus organizers like Cree McNulty were caught off guard by the overwhelming numbers. At one point, they ran out of provisional ballots in English and voter registration forms.
2 years ago, we only had 75 people attend caucus and thousands of people who have turned out today. So we did have some issues with that. We were running to the printer, reprinting everything that we could.
Democratic Party Chair Peter Caroon estimates that 80,000 Utah Democrats showed up to caucus.
Not only were we sending out more ballots, we were also sending out more voter registrations, showing that we had thousands of people who had never voted before. We're now registering to vote just for this election, this presidential election. So we've got those names. We're going to try to keep those people engaged this year and years coming.
Shauna Pei says she had never voted before, but she happily waited in line for 2 hours to vote. And she says she just might do it again for another race.
When we have local elections, if there's someone I'm interested in voting for, absolutely, I would go out and vote again. And now I'm registered.
Most of those who voted for the presidential nominee didn't stick around to elect delegates to the state party convention, but those who did stay talked about how this new group of Democrats might just reshape the party. Andreas Martin, KUER News.